Persian language. One of the meaning was opening, opening the door. So this door, we knock and we wait for beloved to open it. We cannot rush in. Something should happen. So we are very careful how to deal with it, right? Then what? The next meaning of Baz is returning. Is it? We are returning back to the purity, to that insane fellow who is being born. Let go of this and go back to our puritanism. But the third one was what? The falcon. That's Baz. The falcon who is hunting for the king, not for itself. A selfless bird means a selfless thought which will help me to capture what it is. Here he said, okay, let me talk about going back. He made a story of going back. How is the story? The story is simple. There was this guy in Bukhara, and he was good. He did something wrong. Somehow he was worried and he ran away. Who is this fellow? Everybody. The first story of the human being is being in a garden, a bite of an apple, then you will be kicked out because knowledge will let you out of the paradise. Responsibility brings you here. They understand the responsibility. Here he said, okay, the guy was out. He was happy. There was no problem. But in his heart, he had that emotion. He was missing it. So he wants to go back. What will happen? Everybody tries to stop him. When you want to go back, when you want to purify yourself, when you want to try to become selfless, all the surrounding people will advise you not to, because it's dangerous. Oh, you know what will happen? If you give up the cheating and lying and all that stuff, you will be eaten up. Everybody will take advantage of you. You should be clever, you should defend yourself and all that. He explained it all and said, these advices comes from the people that they don't have that emotion and they don't know what love is. Love is good when they look at it, but if you talk about it and say, what? Being ready to give my life for someone else? Not me. Yeah, I like that Romeo and Juliet. It was, but which one of you want to be Romeo or Juliet? No one. You like to go back, be young and be killed without having sex and marriage and all that in the youth? You don't think about it that way. But that's what it is. The logical explanation is becoming selfless, you will lose. Of course you will lose a lot. That is the price that you should pay for this. So, the guy is ready and said, don't talk to me like that. You don't know why I'm going back. I want to go back. And he said, wait a minute. I think you didn't get the story. Let me start from the beginning. Once upon a time, there was a mosque. And everybody knew that if you stay one night in that mosque, the mosque will kill you. In the night, there are these devils, they come out and they kill you. And everybody believed it. And it was just saying. Nobody knew. There was no cadaver found in that mosque. But everybody believed it because this is what the advice of the people is. This fellow, the crazy fellow that we are talking about, is in love. So he doesn't give a damn about all this stuff, because he is in love. He didn't listen, and we'll see the rest. today. This is where we are. He's explaining that the path we are talking about is not going to be logically advised to you. This is something that your emotion should bring it there. You should feel it. This is why I'm going from here to there and the stories and all that for you to feel it. Because there are the tricks of the brain is always there. Your enemy is inside and the battle is not over until it's over. So, who is the guilty party today? You. Really? Yeah.
Can you tell me where we are exactly, please?
It's 4036.
Satan said to the Quraysh, "Go to war with Ahmad, for I will aid you and call my tribe to help."
Okay, this is the story, made up story, because Satan, I don't know, anyhow, Satan is talking to Quraysh that fight with Muhammad and I will help you. Why did he brought this subject? Go two verses before. Beware.
Beware, do not thou request sybarites to fight. Do not request peacocks to engage in the hunt and the chase. The carnal nature is a peacock. It tempts thee and talks idly, that it may remove thee from thy post.
Because he was talking about the nature of us. And he said, oh, don't wait for this nature to teach you something. This nature, this ego, is the peacock. He wants to show off. That's it. It has nothing else. The worst part of the peacock is the feet. For us, the most important part is the feet. Why? Stand up and be responsible beyond the beginning. Our knowledge starts with standing up, being responsible. That's what it is, right? Here, he said he was talking about it because the other people, they were telling that, you should be worried, do not sleep in the mosque tonight. And at the end, he said, your nature, your carnal nature is the peacock. So, it wants to show off. It doesn't give you a good advice. It's like logical advice. Logical advice comes from Satan. Yes.
When the two battle lions confronted each other, he fled. As Satan became the 101st in the army and spake beguiling words, saying, "Verily, I am a protector for you." When the Quraysh had assembled at his bidding and the two armies confronted each other, Satan spied a host of angels on a road beside the ranks of the faithful. "Those troops that ye saw not, drawn up in ranks, and from terror his soul became a fire temple." Turning on his heel, he began to retreat, saying, "I behold a marvelous host. That is, I fear God. I have no help from him. Get ye gone. Verily, I see what ye see not."
Okay. What is this? First of all, that was all the story. The rest his explanation. The story was as simple as this. Satan, he started like what? That Satan was 1% of the army. I mean, listen carefully. This fellow who is 1% of this army, suddenly he started to say, okay, you know what? I will guide you. Let's go and fight. When they came to fight, really, suddenly he saw, something I didn't see. Because he was thinking that we are 100 here, and Muhammad has a couple. so we will be the winners. When he went there, suddenly saw, oh no, Muhammad and the couples and an army of angels are there. So he said, oops. He tried to turn back and said, I was going to help you, blah, 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 blah. He said, this is what the brain does. Because there is always something that the brain cannot see. Do you remember what is that? He didn't see the spirit in the human being. He saw the clay. And he said, oh, this one, this is no good. Here was the same. He thought that, okay, we are more, so we'll succeed. When he arrived, he said, oh, there are angels over there. Suddenly, he's turning around, right? Now, Rumi tries to explain it. First, in Arabic, something which is talking about fear of God. Okay? Now, he will explain it. Yes?
Is this a Quranic story?
Pardon me?
Is this a Quranic story?
No.
It's not in the Quran?
No. I haven't seen it.
Hari said, hey, O thou that hast the form of Suraka, why wert not thou saying such like words yesterday? He replied, at this moment I see destruction. He said, thou seest the most puny of the Arabs. Thou art seeing naught but this. But, O thou disgrace, that was the time of talk, and this is the time of battle.
Uh-huh. So there was this keeper, the Horace, and said, okay, what happened to you? He said, oh, because now I see something that yesterday I wouldn't see. He said, it's not that. Let me tell you what is it. When it comes to talking, everybody talks good. When it comes to practically doing it, a lot of people will turn around. Nobody actually will sit down and say, oh, being good is stupid. Being in love is stupid. Everybody will say, oh yes, it's good, I know it. Bragging about it doesn't count. It's for the Satan. Doing it really is what we are talking about. Yes?
Yesterday thou wert saying, I pledge myself that victory and divine aid will always be yours. Yesterday thou wert the surety of the army for the army, O accursed one. And now thou art cowardly, good for nothing, and vile. So that we swallowed those words of thine and came. Thou hast gone to the bath stove, and we have become the fuel. When Harith said this to Suraka, the accursed one was enraged at his reproaches. He angrily withdrew his hand from his hand, since his heart was pained by his words. Satan smote his breast and fled. By means of this plot, he shed the blood of those wretched men. After he had ruined so great a multitude, he then said, lo, I am quit of you. He smote him on the breast and overthrew him. Then he turned to flee, since terror urged him on.
What happened? He explained it. Double explaining that, listen, this is what happened. When there was someone who opened the hand of the Satan and said, you did this, he became angry. He knocked him, and a lot of people died because of his advice and action. After killing this fellow and killing some few, then he said, you know what? I want to do nothing with you. I quit after ruining it. Then, explanation. Yes?
He smote him on the breast and overthrew him. Then he turned to flee, since terror urged him on. The fleshly soul and the devil both have been one person. They have manifested themselves in two forms.
The ego, nafs. The fleshly soul, no. The word is nafs. Nafs and Satan are one. The ego is Satan, because the ego is knowledge. But they look different. How? Yes?